What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Let me ask you this. What if you could wake up every day without anxiety? What if you could view your past with purpose rather than regret and live a happy life, peaceful, free from fear? Well, I'm excited to share that I'm going to show you the way. In my upcoming book, Happy Days, The Guided Path from Trauma to Profound Freedom and Inner Peace, I share my vulnerable, authentic account of how I transformed my own life to live free from fear, to wake up without anxiety every single day, to live without regret. And I'm going to teach you the steps and the methods that I took to get there. And in the book, I share why most people feel stuck in patterns that make them unhappy. I'm going to show you what to do about it. I'm going to share 9 transformational techniques for serenity and genuine happiness. Techniques from reparenting yourself to body work practices for freeing that stuck energy from the past. I'm going to show you the mindset shift that can do more for you than decades of personal growth work. This book is my gift to you. It will answer your questions about why you feel blocked, scared, anxious, depressed, or alone, and it will liberate you from the belief system that has kept you feeling small for so long. By taking this path, you will become the best version of yourself. You will become new. And when you order your copy of the book today, you will get a free VIP ticket to my Happy Days live virtual event experience. This virtual event is where I break down the methods of the book. I will take you through a full day. It's all a live online experience that you can get for free. And your VIP ticket is expiring on February 7th. So you're going to want to go to deargabby.com/happydays. All you have to do is pre-order the book and you're going to get a VIP ticket totally free. It is valued at $500 and you get it for free when you pre-order the book. And that VIP ticket gets you a front row seat from the comfort of your own home to a full day event with me. So I invite you to join me on the journey of releasing the fears from your past to transform your life in the present. Join me for the Happy Days live online event experience when you pre-order the book today at deargabby.com/happydays. The VIP ticket expires on February 7th. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. I'm really excited for you to enjoy this week's bonus episode. It's a recording from a live talk that I led in Los Angeles when I launched my book, Super Attractor. And Super Attractor is all about how to manifest your wildest dreams. From now through January 16th, you can get Super Attractor on Kindle for only $1.99. Just head over to Amazon, enjoy the book. It's $1.99. Tell your friends. This book is one of my greatest books. It really has supported people in their manifesting journey. If you feel called to manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams, go enjoy this Kindle offer. It's only $1.99 until January 16th. Click the link in the show notes to grab this beautiful offer or go to Amazon and enjoy your $1.99 Kindle deal. Super Attractor will lay out the essential methods for manifesting a life beyond your wildest dreams. This book is a manifesto for confidently claiming your desires. Discover how to do less and attract more. Go enjoy your copy of Super Attractor, your Kindle copy for $1.99. Head over to Amazon or click the link in the show notes. Gabby. Happy 2022. I'm sitting in my studio with my little kitten. I have a little kitten. Her name is Jimmy Blue. You want to hear her purr? Let's see if you can hear her purring. Purring, Jimmy Blue. She's so, you're going to hear her in the background for the rest of Dear Gabby time. So here we are. It's 2022. And that means that your New Year's resolutions and all your desires to change are up in front of you at the moment. And I'm going to be the first to tell you that the key to getting into a resolution or a healthy lifestyle or making those changes is not a one-size-fits-all approach. You need to really listen to your body and trust your gut and really know what you need to improve your overall health. So a lot of us have these desires to really change our diet in the new year. And the best way to do that is to start to get to know your gut, really understand your gut health and what your gut needs. And the best way to do it is to take a gut test. My favorite is Keen Health's Gut Plus. I struggled for years with gastrointestinal issues. I talk about that a lot on the show. And today, my gut feels really good. And when my gut feels good, I feel good. When I feel good, my brain works. Everything is better in my life. And Keen Health's Keen Gut Plus is the perfect tool to give you the internal inside scoop on what's going on in your gut. It's really easy. Check this out. By giving a simple stool sample, there's results that give you a snapshot of your current gut health, and it's all the status that you need. It's personalized. It's actionable with takeaways based on your results. The actionable takeaways make it easy for you to really know what to do to support your gut health. And I cannot emphasize enough how important this is. And so I'm excited to share with you this exclusive deal for my Dear Gabby listeners. Right now, Keen Health is offering 20% off with the code GABBY. Visit KEANHEALTH.com and use code GABBY, GABBY. That's Keen Health, KEANHEALTH.com, and use the code GABBY to get 20% off. Stop guessing and start testing. So I dedicated this book to my son, Oliver. And as many of you know, if you've been reading my books or watching my talks, you know that it took me 3 years to conceive my son. And in that time, I went through a lot of discomfort. I went through a lot of shaming of myself, feeling separate, alone, not good enough. Why isn't my body working? Why can't I have this thing that I so long for? Feeling jealousy every time I'd go on social media and see other women with their babies and their bumps and the whole thing. And feeling that separation deeply. But even while I felt that separation, I also had some wild moments of synchronicity and tremendous guidance along the way, the most incredible guidance along the way. And that guidance began to really kick up in the fall of 2017. And I live most of the time in the countryside, so I do a lot of my manifesting when I'm driving, especially when it's this season and the foliage is out and it's just like epic yellow and orange and red and pink and it's just unbelievable colors and I just drive. And so I drive up these roads and no one's around and I'm looking to the right and I'm looking to the left and I'm feeling that energy of this beautiful foliage. I'm feeling this greatness and this gratitude and this appreciation for being able to live in a community like this. I'm listening to my mantra music and I'm just driving and enjoying and feeling good and feeling good and feeling good. When all of a sudden I have this sense that there is a baby in the back seat. And I start to feel the presence of a child in the back seat of my car. And tears start to well up in my eyes, and I start to feel so connected to this experience. When all of a sudden I hear this inner voice say to me, "The baby is coming in March." And I was like, "Oh,
March. Okay, March is pretty soon. I'll take March. All right, I could do that. I start doing the math and looking at my schedule. Okay, March could work for me. Yes. And then I start to really see myself getting into that whole like hook of like, oh my God, now it's gonna happen, now it's gonna happen. So I said, okay, universe, you know what, universe? If this is indeed the path, show me a sign. And I want you to show me a sign of lilies if this is indeed the path for me. So I let go and I allow. A week later, I get this letter in the mail, and the letter has this beautiful angel card inside of it. And it's an angel card with an image of Archangel Gabriel. Archangel Gabriel is typically depicted holding lilies. And in this case, he was. I turn over the card, and the reader that had sent me this gift, it was a lovely spirit junkie out there, sent me this gift, and he said, I don't know why, Gabby, but I thought this was for you. I was like, yeah, man, it is. Thank you. I got some lilies. Okay. And then I continue on, and I'm getting closer to March, and I'm feeling March coming around, and I'm like, March, March. My baby's coming in March, right? Feeling it. And March rolls around, and it's early March, and I'm not pregnant. And so here I was again, really in that desperation, in that sadness, in that discomfort, in that shame. And it was worse this time, because this time I was really relying on the universe. And I believed that I was being guided. So I sat on my husband's lap in his office, and I started crying in his arms and just really just let it out, just let it all out, and just kept saying, why isn't it happening? Why can't we have a baby? What's wrong with me? When all of a sudden, my phone that was sitting on his desk starts playing a song out of nowhere. And you know when your electronics do weird things and you just like grab them and you're like, whatever, you just turn it off and you're like, that's weird. So I went to go turn off the phone when I look closer and I start to hear the lyrics of the song. Way go Lily. Way go Lily. I look even closer and I look at the name of the song, and the name of the song is Way Go Lily. And the singer keeps repeating it, way go Lily, over and over and over. I look even further and I look at the phone and I notice that the album title is called I See the Sign. You can't make this up, people. You can't make it up. So I'm like, okay, universe, thank you. Thank you. I got the message. At which point I stopped crying and I started letting tears of joy move through me. And I said, okay, you know what? Zach, let's let this go. Universe, I let this go. Whatever timing it is, I know I'm being guided. I feel that guidance so closely. Just show me what you got. April rolls around, and I was pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then I did the math, and I started to figure out what day did I conceive? I conceived the last day of March. This experience of having a divine connection to the universe and receiving guidance and receiving messages and receiving wisdom and moving in that way and feeling directed and guided and certain no matter what, even when things aren't working out for you, you trust that you are in the right direction. You're on the right path because you have a certainty and a knowing that the universe has your back. That's what it means to be a super attractor. And a lot of people, you know, I've been doing all these interviews, and every time I sit down for an interview, somebody's like, what does it mean to be a super attractor? And I respond by saying, it means that you're committed to feeling good. And the next question they ask me is, why did you write this book? And I say, because I wanted to feel good. And it felt so good to write this book. I wrote this book while I was pregnant with my son. And I was birthing this human and this book at the same time. It was epic. And I just had this amazing experience and this momentum and this energy. And I know that you can feel it. Who's reading the book? Who's got the book? Somebody even wrote to me on Instagram. They were like, I can feel like I'm surrounded by your womb. And I was like, you know, you kind of are. Because that's the energy I was in when I wrote this. And so we have these moments in our life where we're just ready to feel good. But as we know, we all experience a lot of suffering. We all experience suffering. We all have very difficult things that happen in life. We have addictions. We have health issues. We have financial struggles. We have depression. We have stuff. And that is real. But when we make the commitment to lean into feeling good, we can even be going through those dark times and still have fun along the way. And so that's what we're here to talk about tonight. And remind ourselves that it's good to feel good. Are you with me on that? It's good to feel good. It's good to feel good. Take that in and own that and feel that and make that your mantra and repeat it and repeat it and believe it.
Gabby.
The beginning of the new year is a great time to finally start things like diets, workout routines, or thinking about your financial future. Instead of feeling like you need to do everything overnight, it's important to take small, right actions. You hear me say that on this show over and over and over again. And one small right action you can take in 2022 is to check out Wealthfront.com. Wealthfront was designed by financial experts to help you turn your good ideas into great investments without the hassle of doing everything yourself. You can start investing in no time with Wealthfront's classic portfolio or make it your own with things that you care about, like socially responsible funds, technology, crypto trusts, or hundreds of other investments. It's really important to think about your financial future, especially right now. We really want to be able to feel that sense of safety and security. Don't spend hundreds of hours trying to lower your tax bill. Instead, go to Wealthfront and learn how to invest. Wealthfront is trusted with over $28 billion in assets, helping nearly 500,000 people build their wealth. And the best part is their product is so simple, yet powerful, and it has 4.9 to 5-star reviews in the Apple Store. Come on now, that's really good. Apple App Store reviews are hard to get. To start building your wealth and get your first $5,000 managed for free for life, go to wealthfront.com/Gabby. That's Wealthfront, WealthFront.com/Gabby to start building your wealth. Go to wealthfront.com/Gabby to get started today. You created content and now it's time to post it on the website and share it to Instagram and then send it to your contacts and put it on Facebook and all the things that we do all day long when we're sharing our beautiful messages with the world. But if posting your creation everywhere includes reformatting and resizing and redownloading and re-uploading, then you need Issue. Issue is the all-in-one platform to help you distribute beautiful digital content from marketing materials to magazines to flipbooks and brochures. It is the one-stop spot. There's no need for endless scrolling through PDFs. Issue features your creative in easy ways to view, way, way, way easier than logging into a million different apps. Make it once and distribute it everywhere without reformatting. Your content is ready, optimized for re-engagement, and ready to share. And it's so cool. It makes it so easy to share. So, so, so easy. It's been the best tool for my team as we start to grow our social media platforms and really want to be able to make sure we have the right streamlined approach. Issue also works seamlessly with tools that you already use, like Canva and Dropbox and InDesign. Issue helps creators, marketers, designers, and really anyone who wants to make content that stands out. And you can start using Issue for free. They also offer premium features that give a more customized experience. Get started with Issue today for free, or if you sign up for a premium account, you will get 50% off when you go to issuu.com/podcast and use the promo code Gabby. That's issuu.com/podcast and use the promo code GABBY at checkout for your free account or 50% off your premium account. That's issuu.com/podcast with promo code Gabby.
And the thing is, guys, we're all super attractors. Every one of us in this room, every being in the world is a super attractor, but many of us just forgot. And so when we forget that we're a super attractor, we're pretty much doing all the things that are the opposite of being in alignment with our super attractor energy, and we block it. And I actually did this thing where I surveyed my Instagram audience, and I asked them, how many of you feel as though you're blocking your manifesting power? 96% said yes. Who in this room feels like you're blocking your manifesting power? Yeah, I can kind of see you. Yes, everybody's hands are up. Okay, thank you. So if you feel that feeling of you're blocking your manifesting power, let's begin by calling that out and getting super clear about what's up, okay? What is up with that? There's one big way that we block our manifesting power, particularly those of us in these spiritual rooms. And this is what I call the manic manifester. And you're going to know right away if this is you. This is the person who is like, oh my God, Gabby, I'm reading all the books and I'm like doing all the meditations and like I'm like mantras, 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 and I'm like feeling really good, but like I'm just not attracting what I want. Do you know who you are? I can only see the front row, but there were some honest people here. Yes. Okay, good. So that manic energy, like, is that sexy? Like, no. Absolutely not. It's not sexy. It's not drawing you towards it. It's deflecting you. So it's the same way we're deflecting the love and the support of the universe when we're in that manic state of having to make it happen and forcing it to happen and trying to control the circumstances. That's that manic state that keeps us stuck, okay? So we're going to work on that tonight. Okay. And then there's the pusher. The pusher is the person who believes that if I don't make it happen, it will never happen. Pushers in the house? Yeah. Yeah. If I'm not forcing it into being, then it will not be. This is the opposite of a super attractor energy. This is an energy that is forceful, that is pushy, that is frantic, that is chaotic, that's probably making lots of mistakes and forcing and trying to make it happen. And also, this is an energy of someone who feels very alone because they don't recognize that there is support around them and they don't allow that support into their life. And I know this intimately because I am a former pusher. Not anymore. Now I'm a chiller. Then there's a big one, which is the judger. I wrote a book for you. When we're judging and comparing and separating ourselves from others, ultimately what we're doing is turning our back on the universe, turning our back on God, turning our back on the real truth, which is that we are interconnected, that we are love. And whenever we're judging, we're just judging somebody because we are not recognizing a disowned part of our own shadow. So in that place of judgment, we feel what, guys? What do you feel? What do you feel? Guilt, lonely, shame, separation, low energy, sad, uncomfortable. That energy of separation, low vibe, guilt, that doesn't feel good, right? And we now know that being a super attractor means that we are devoted to feeling good. And in that place of not feeling good, we are deflecting our super attractor power. Everybody with me. If you, judgers in the house, raise your hands. Judgment detox. I wrote it for you. May want to even read it before you read this one. And then the final one is fear, and this is in all the ways we block, but this is some of the biggest ways. And fear, I mean, everybody in this room is holding on to fear of some kind. Fear, uncertainty, ways that we stay small, not feeling good enough, feeling like fear in many cases is just running the show. And so we have to begin to undo our relationship with fear tonight and through the journey of this book so that we can reframe that fear one step at a time. And we're going to begin right now to reframe, undo, and establish a new pattern instead of the pattern of fear. Are you ready for that? This is the most important step throughout the book, and it comes up throughout the book many times. And it's a method called the Choose Again method. And this is a method that allows you to be in this constant dialogue with your fear, with your negativity, but not in a bad way, in a really valuable, important, and life-transforming way. So the first step is going to require that you start to pay attention to the negative thoughts and the ones that you particularly have on repeat. You all know what they are. Don't pretend like you don't. So first step, noticing that fear-based thought is there and then noticing how it makes you feel. Then the second step is to forgive yourself for having the thought. And this is a big one because often when we forgive ourselves for having that fearful thought, what we do is we recognize that we are not that story. We are not that thought. the forgiveness dissolves the thought. You can also just forgive the thought altogether. If you're feeling like, I can't forgive myself. I'm not there yet, Gabby. Forgive the thought. Just forgive the thought altogether. Then the third step is to choose again. Choosing again is a simple step, but it is quite profound, and it requires our commitment and our desire to feel better. When we choose again, what's simply happening is we're reaching for the next best feeling thought. And this is a really important message that I learned from Abraham Hicks, who are mentioned 23 times in this book, and I'm so grateful for their beautiful work that has inspired so much of this book. Yep. Choose again. Reach for that next best feeling thought. And then once you feel a little bit better, reach for another next best feeling thought. And then when you feel a little bit better, reach for the next best feeling thought. Just backstage, I'm like, wow, I really booked myself so seriously this week. And I'm feeling like, you know, whoa, tonight and then tomorrow, all day tomorrow, and then on a plane. And then I go to a talk that night, you know, and I was like, what did I do? And I started getting really just upset about it. And then I was like, slow down, sister. Step one, notice the thought. And feel it. How does it make me feel? It makes me feel depleted and tired and already just completely disconnected. So I forgave the thought in step two, and most importantly, forgave myself for going back into the old pattern and said, okay, we did it again. Let's just relax. And then I chose again, and I said, Gabby, you have 1,400 people coming to see you tonight in Los Angeles, and they're so pumped to hear what you have to say. You are fucking blessed, woman. And you have an opportunity to serve, and you have an opportunity to feel lit up by the work that you know is true and the work that healed you. Be a transmission for this group tonight. And tomorrow you have amazing opportunities ahead of you. So I keep reaching. See what I'm reaching? And you have amazing opportunities ahead of you. And don't complain about having opportunity. And you know what? If you need to take a nap, you'll take a nap in the Uber. And you'll get a clean Uber. So that you can really nap without it smelling bad. You with me, people? You see how I just reached my way out. And I had to do that in order to come out here tonight and not feel depleted and not feel down. Just be present and be fully present with you. So we can get into the habit of choosing again, choosing again, choosing again. And what happens when we start to choose again is we start to feel more synchronicity in our life. When we start to feel better, we start to notice our super attractor power amp up. We start to feel guided, and we start to feel more connected. And I really decided this time around to push the metaphysical envelope with this book. You're ready for it. I mean, I'm in LA. Everybody's like, yes, totally. By the way, if anybody's been watching my Instagram story, I've been like really going full LA since I've been here. Like getting IVs like sent to my door and like, you know, like going to like Erewhon 95 times and... You know, I was literally even like saging myself outside with Palo Santo, and I was like, I am in LA. So, you know, when in Rome, right? So we have these moments of synchronicity and connection and guidance. And so in this book, I pushed the metaphysical envelope, and I made a decision to write about things that I've never really spoken too much publicly about. And I decided to write about what it means to me to have angel guides and spirit guides and family members that are guides and ancestors and beings of light that are there to support me. And so what I also decided to really share with the reader was that this doesn't have to be your way. It doesn't have to be my way. So if you don't believe in a spiritual guide, but you can believe that you have a higher self or a voice of inspiration or intuition, it can be the same. So bear with me and take what you want from this. But a really beautiful example of connecting to spirit and allowing spirit to guide you is an example of my Grammy Fritzy. Fritzy. My Grammy was the most fiery woman, much like myself. She was very petite and she was very loud, much like myself. And she just had a lot of fun, and she was very, very smart, and she was very connected, and she was really, really with it all the way through into her 90s. And Grammy and I, we would have a lot of fun together. I would go visit Grammy in Florida, and I would wear these little nightgowns with her. We would get in bed in her nightgowns that she got from China when she was on her honeymoon. And they were like these really sweet little China nightgowns, and we would get into the bed, and we would watch television and drink orange juice with ice in it. And we were just super into it. And we had fun together and we loved each other. And then in my grandmother's early 90s, she started to get very frail, as anyone can imagine. And she had a really, really clear mind, though. And one day she fell. And we know what happens when an elderly person falls. She broke her shoulder in this case. And my mother and I were faced with two choices in this major decision for this part of her life. Is she going to live on medication and not do anything and just be medicated all the time? Or is she going to have a surgery and potentially be medicated all the time? And my mom and I were really struggling to make this decision. And it was going on for about 2 weeks of how are we going to help her? What are we going to do? Talking to doctors, trying to make the most educated decision we could. And then around that time that we were trying to figure this out, I had to go teach my Spirit Junkie Masterclass. Any Masterclass students in the house? Yeah, I hear you. I feel you in the room. So I was going to teach my Spirit Junkie Masterclass. I felt like, okay, you know, I got to show up for this, even though this is going on with Grammy. And I was getting my bags together to leave to get in the car, and my team was with me. And I put all my bags together, and then all of a sudden I said to them, as we were about to go walk into the car, I said, guys, hang on a second. I feel like I need to go meditate. Just give me 10. So I walked away, and I went into my bedroom, and I sat in this little velvet chair where I would meditate. And I just felt this deep rush of love come over me. And I felt my arms just raise up to the sky. And my arms were up in the air, up in the sky, up in the sky. And I kept feeling this energy moving from my chest and this white light just energetically coming off of me and going upwards. And then my head tilted backwards. And I just felt that I was sending something off and facilitating something. And I felt so calm and at ease and purposeful. And then I just let my hands drop and came out of my meditation when I felt complete. I walked into the living room and the phone rang. It was my mom. My mom was crying on the other end of the phone. Grammy just left her body. And I said, I know, because I helped her. I knew that I was letting something go. I knew I was helping facilitate someone leave. And at that point, I was like, okay, all right, mom, I'm happy for her. I'm happy for her because now she can be free. Now she's in the healthiest, safest place that she could be. And then I said to my mom, okay, I got to go because I got to get in the car and go teach this training. So let me figure this out. So I said to my Grammy, listen, Grammy, I'm going to mourn you when I have space to do this. But in the meantime, can you please show me a sign that you are okay? Show me a sign that you got there. It's like, okay, show me your sign. I went and I did my training. I had a beautiful week. I felt my grandmother around me. It was really connected. It felt so beautiful. And then I left the training on a Friday and drove about a half hour from there to my friend Zoe's house as I was heading back home because she was on the way. And I sat down in Zoe's kitchen with Zoe and my other friend Jenny. And Zoe kept saying to me, Gabby, I have this new Oracle deck and you have to pick a card. You have to pick a card. And I was like, Zoe, you know, I'm texting Zach. I'm just trying to get an idea of what he wants me to bring home for dinner. And I'm trying to coordinate with him, like, leave me alone. And she kept saying, but pick a card, Gabby. Pick a card, Gabby. And I kept saying, 1 minute, I'm on the phone. And so Jenny says, I'll pick a card for Gabby. So she puts her hand on the deck and she pulls this card and her face goes white. She turns the card around. The card had an image of an elderly woman crossing a bridge. The caption said, Grandmother ensures safe crossing. You can't make it up!
Gabby, for this ad break, take a moment to survey your thoughts. What are you holding on to? Let go of it. Let go of your to-do list. Let go of your pending projects and just focus on your breath for a moment. Take a deep breath in and let it go. We all need a few moments in the day when we're at one with ourselves, and calm can help. I'm so excited to share that my kitty cat, my little kitten, is sitting here with me, and she is a big fan of the Calm app. It's the number one mental wellness app to give you the tools that improve the way you feel. And what happens is that you have this opportunity throughout the day to clear your head with guided daily meditations. They improve your focus with Calm's curated music tracks and help you drift into dreamland with Calm's imaginative sleep stories. And like I said, my cat loves it because when I'm meditating, yeah, that's right, Jimmy Blue, she's saying, mommy, meditate with me. When I'm meditating, she relaxes. Everyone else's energy is greatly supported when you are in that meditative shift. And I have been prescribing meditation to all of you through my books and through Dear Gabby for 16 years now. And if you are ready to meditate and you want a fast, easy approach, and you want a clear guide, go to calm.com/Dear Gabby. You'll get a limited time offer of 40% off a Calm Premium subscription, which includes hundreds of hours of programming, and new content is added every week. Over 1 million people around the world use Calm to take care of their minds. So sleep more, stress less, live better with Calm. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering a special limited time promotion of 40% off the Calm Premium subscription at calm.com/Dear Gabby. Go to calm.com/Dear Gabby for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/Dear Gabby.
So this is how spirit guides us. Spirit is loud and clear. If it's an angel, if it's a guide, if it's a deceased family member. And I have countless stories in the book, in this particular chapter, about how we can connect to this guidance. Countless stories of this synchronicity and this guidance. And that guidance is available to all of us in whatever form we believe in. And it's when we allow that guidance to start to enter into our life that we feel as though we are being led. And we don't feel alone anymore. You want that, I know. So when we welcome this guidance into our life, we can start to actually do less and attract more. Doesn't that sound good? We do less and attract more. And when we can do less and attract more, what I teach in the book is this method called the spiritually aligned action method. And it's a very valuable method for the pushers out there in the house, okay? Big one. So when I was in my late 20s, I'd been teaching and speaking publicly all throughout New York City for about 3 years. And at that time, I'd also got my first book deal. My book was going to come out in December of that year. So it was 2008, 2009. I don't remember. It's been a while. And I was preparing for this book, and I was thinking about how I felt really deeply called to bring this message to a new audience of seekers. A younger audience, a newer audience, and now it's not that crowd anymore specifically, it's much broader, but at the time, that was where I was 28 years old, and this was all coming to be in my life, and I was starting to see this trend and this new zeitgeist of young women trading in their party for their meditation, and I was really at the forefront of that, and I was really wanting to share that story in a bigger way, and I wanted it to be having an impact, and I wanted it to find people particularly in a place where they may not have been looking for it. And so around that time, I saw this article in the Sunday Style section of the New York Times. It was a big, big feature placement on the cover of the Style section. And I noticed it was about my friends. It was about a bunch of my friends that were food bloggers at the time. And the article came out and it blew their careers up. It got their messages out into major ways. They've gone on to have massive businesses and great careers. And I was looking at that beautiful article about these young food bloggers, and I saw what an impact it made on their movement that they were creating. And I ripped that masthead off the newspaper and I put it on my vision board. And I was like, that's what I want. And there was only one reporter at the New York Times that I knew, because formerly my career was in PR. So I knew this guy, and he was in my Rolodex, no joke, Rolodex. And so I spun through my Rolodex and I found Alan Salkin. As I call this guy, Alan, and I'm cold calling. He picks up the phone and he goes, hello? Hi, Alan, it's Gabby Bernstein. We met a year ago in Soho at a dinner. What do you want? I have an interesting pitch for you. I'll make it really fast. It's all the girls that used to want to be like Carrie Bradshaw now want to be like Wayne Dyer and Marianne Williamson. And he said, interesting. I'll get back to you. I hung up that phone and I was like, I got an interesting, yes, that's major, he's interested. So the thing I want to point out is that I picked up that call with a lot of conviction, desire, service, love, confidence, and excitement. And then I got the interesting, and I didn't think that was a good idea to push that interesting. I felt like it would be nice to just let that interesting unfold. So months went by and I let the interesting unfold. And he would send me a few emails and he would message me at times and say, tell me a little bit more about other people that are doing this and how is this a trend and what's happening. And the months kept going by and by and by. And then about a month before my book came out, I get a call from Alan. It's Alan. The New York Times is picking up your story. I'll see you at your apartment next week. We're going to videotape and we're going to take photos and I'm going to do an interview with you and I'll see you there. Bye. My story was happening. It was happening. It was happening. So I was so pumped. So Alan came over that Monday night and he watched me as I coached my group coaching workshop. They took photos and he was just a fly on the wall taking notes. Then when that was over, everybody left. The photographer left, the students left, and I was left in my apartment with Alan doing the interview. At the end of the interview, Alan walks over to my vision board and he looks at the bottom right-hand corner and he says, "What's that?" pointing at the New York Times masthead. I said, "Well, you know, Alan, I've been manifesting this article and this story for a really long time. About a year and a half ago, I saw this story about these food bloggers in the style section, and I just knew that that was what I wanted to manifest." And he looked at me in total shock, and he said, "I wrote that story." So yes, this is a story of synchronicity, of course, but more important, it's a story of how I took spiritually aligned action to manifest and co-create a desire that really put me on the map. I mean, that article came out and just, you know, all of a sudden I had agents and I was flying to Hollywood every week and I was here doing what you do here. And that's what that article opened for me. So, you know, it was a big deal and it put me on the map. It put the work on the map, not me, but the work. And it started to open up women in New York City and then women in LA. And then it all started and became a trend and everybody's drinking green juice and gluten-free and mantras. No better trend. But the thing is, I want to really point out that I took this spiritually aligned action method to make this happen, or actually to allow this to happen. And here are the steps. The first step of the spiritually aligned action method is to make sure that your desire is backed with love and service. Now, some of you might be thinking, okay, I want to lose some weight. How is that backed with love and service? Well, think about it this way. When you lose that weight, you'll feel better. Your gut will be less inflamed. You'll have more energy to spend with your children. You'll be able to walk faster down the street and feel energized and exercise. You'll be able to bring more positive energy to the world because you feel physically better. Does that make sense? It's backed with love and service. So all of your desires can be backed with love and service when you tune into that. When it's not backed with, I need this to feel good. You with me? Good. So that's step one. And then in my case, I was backed with love and service. I wanted to get this message out into a bigger way so that there was a bigger healing for a new generation of seekers. It was loud and clear for me. So the second step is to really allow yourself to believe that there is a higher power, that there is an energy that's moving beyond your own. And when we allow that belief system to settle in, what happens is that we take our hands off the wheel, that we release that negativity and that focus and that attention and that desire to push and force and make things happen. And so in that state of spiritually aligned action, we now feel good enough and feel ready to take the next step in our journey. And so that's the third step, which is to take the action from a place of spiritual alignment, to make sure you're feeling good, to make sure you are released, and to make sure that you don't have an agenda. And then the final step is to be patient. You with me on that one? Everyone's always like, patience. Wow. Okay. So patience is so crucial to allowing. And when we're in that presence of patience, we can start to feel the guidance of a higher power. We can start to feel the presence of our guides and angels and ancestors and family members or the energy of the universe. And tonight I actually wanted to give you a great opportunity to start to tap into that energy of the universe and feel that connection. Are you open to that? Because when you have that connection, that's when you know that your desire is backed with service and love. You can believe that there is energy beyond your own helping you move through things. You can take action from a place of spiritual alignment. And you can be patient. As A Course in Miracles says, those who are certain of the outcome can afford to wait and wait without anxiety. Right? So there's two major steps to allowing that presence of certainty into our life. And the first step starts with prayer. And I want to read from the book, this message from the book, about how we can tap into that prayer. Let me grab my page. Here we go. This is one of my favorite chapters in the book, Do Less and Attract More. Tune in through prayer. When you're stuck in your logical and practical thought system, you can't connect to the infinite wisdom that is available to you at all times. But when you pray, you temporarily suspend the limitations of your worldly mind and reconnect to the infinite wisdom of a divine guidance beyond your own. Prayer is the pathway to surrender. When you pray for guidance, you release your control, your will, and your agenda to the care of your spiritual guide. Prayer is a bridge from your controlling, fearful mind to the right mind of love. Whenever you pray for guidance, you instantly realign with your super attractor power. A prayer reclaims your faith in a higher power and is a humble request to transcend the false, fear-based beliefs of the world and remember the light of who you are. When praying becomes second nature, you feel relief because you know that at any time you can connect to the love of the universe through spiritual guidance that is always available to you. Of course, fearful thoughts will come up, but you'll replace them with a prayer. Let prayer become a habit that is stronger than your fear. So when we pray, we open up to that spiritual wisdom and that guidance. And there's this moment that I had last year when who was at Agape with me for the Judgment Detox Tour? I guess we got a whole new crowd tonight. Cool, that's good news. So I was at Agape a year and a half ago for Judgment Detox. And at Agape, I was in the bathroom waiting to come out to see you all. And there was this beautiful sign on the wall. And it said, faith isn't asking God to help you. Faith is knowing that help is on the way. 2 weeks before I delivered my son, Oliver, I had just turned 39. And my doctor decided that I was 40. And he brought all of his fear and all of his concern into my birthing process. And he said, you know, in this hospital, we do 40 and 40. And I'm like, but I'm 39 as of yesterday, 40 and 40. And I was really freaking out about this. And I was taking on a lot of his fear and a lot of the discomfort of the worldly stories. And he was wanting me to be induced at 40 weeks if the baby didn't come at that time. So I was really hung up about it. And one afternoon, I was sitting in his office trying to make this decision with him. And he walked out and I said, universe, I need a sign. So he walked back in and I noticed his tie for some reason, just randomly. And I was like, Howie, what's on your tie? He said to me, it's cardinals. They're my favorite bird. I said, oh, okay. And he walked out again. And I said, okay, cardinal's my sign. Cool. And when I see that cardinal or I get that cardinal, I'll know that I'm on the right path. I had to make a decision in 24 hours whether or not I was going to be induced because I had to get in his calendar. So I just went over and over and over with this. And I hadn't gotten my cardinal yet, but I had to make the game time decision. So I made the decision to be induced at 40 weeks. And I felt good once I made that decision because I was just no longer freaking out. And I was lying in my bathtub texting my friend in my bathtub, not something I recommend. And I'm texting and I'm texting and I'm texting my friend Marianne and I say, you know, Marianne, this is my decision. I'm going to get induced in a week and a half and this is the story. And she said, I'm so glad you made a decision. It sounds strong to me. And I know it's your decision and I know it's all good because a cardinal just landed on my windshield. And she had no idea that was my sign. So I said, thank you. Unwavering faith in the universe. When you're guided to a book like this, it's because you have a strong desire to feel better. That desire is enough for you to experience a miraculous shift. You can decide today to recalibrate your energy and commit to love and joy. In an instant, you can choose a world beyond your fear. When you embark on a spiritual path, a shift occurs whether you're conscious of it or not. And if you stick to that path and stay committed to your practices, one day you wake up and you're new. Thank you. Thank you, LA. Thank you, Super Attractors. Thank you, 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 thank you. Thank you.
If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week. Gabby.